Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse
Welcome to the second hour of the Compensatory Concept, heard live exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com. That is live exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. This is the world's greatest radio. And again, you are in touch with the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. And I am the co-host, Mr. Bobby. And this is radio the way it should be heard. Our topic today is open forum. You can call in and ask Mr. Fuller questions, or you could email me. If you call in, 1-877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com, and we will effort to get your question read. I doubt it, but we will see what we can do. Again, it is open forum, 1-877-932-9766 is the number you can call. As a matter of fact, let's go to that line right now. Go ahead, caller. You are now on with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. What is your question?
Mr. Bobby, Mr. Fuller, good morning. Hey, I was really just calling to make a comment. I might have a question, but I just, Mr. Fuller is absolutely correct about, I believe, everything he's saying. And I don't think black folks are really serious about racism. As he said, we have other things on our agenda above that. But I would also like to ask, is there a difference between rebelling and revolution, if that makes sense?
Okay.
Mr. Fuller? Is there a difference between revolution and what?
Rebelling.
Oh, well, yes, it depends on whatever definitions. And then I do have a word guide, but I don't think either one of those words are in there. Revolution, maybe. I know rebellion isn't. But words are just tools, all words. So what non-white people should do, according to the code, because this is all about what to do about things, whether they use the word revolution or rebellion. I don't use them, rebellion or revolution. I just say replace. Replace the system of white supremacy with the system of justice. Now, someone may say, well, that sounds like revolution or rebellion. Well, then, when someone gives you a word, you want to someone using the word to give you a definition. Because I think they're just saying replace white supremacy with justice is adequate. I mean, you replace something that shouldn't be with something that should be. So, you replace it. Now, revolution means turning over. Rebellion means you're working against. I guess those words would work. But I just simply say, why not just say replace? I'm looking at something that needs to be replaced. I look at a system that's designed to mistreat people, and I say, hey, how about having a system that's designed not to mistreat people? And if you're talking about mistreatment, well, you don't want to mistreat someone. You want to treat someone. So you can just put it just that simple. And when people talk about it, that's the way I talk about it. Keep it simple. You know, we don't have to keep adding words to describe one thing. We can just describe it, pick out one or two words that would describe the thing that we're talking about. That's the compensatory way. And just keep using them over and over again. You can say, well, is that the same as this, and that's the same as that? And you can keep adding words.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but counter-racist science, counter-racist codification is the code says you should try to reduce the number of words, something that I am not very astute at myself. I should be able to say things a lot simpler in my writing and, like, on this program than I do. Some people have even pointed that out. Fuller, you say so much. You know, you use so many words and you use too many illustrations, you know, to make the same point. And that may be true. I don't know. But if it is true, if I'm doing something that's too much or too little, that should be pointed out, because everything should be improved. That's a part of the code itself. You mm-hmm. improve everything. You don't let it, you know, you take it all the way to where it is absolute perfection in everything. And I'm nowhere near close to that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Even in talking about my own material.
Mm.
So if revolution and rebellion will help, but I don't see where we need those added words. I just don't see it. Maybe
yes.
somebody can explain it. But I say, replace white supremacy with justice.
Okay.
I don't think it gets much better than that, much simpler than that.
Yes, sir. Mr. Fuller, on page 341 of the Compensatory Counter-Racist Codified Word Guide, page 341, let me know if you have that.
Word guide.
Yes, sir. In the word.
341.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay, let's go and see if I can get to it in the time that I should. 341.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm getting close now. 342. All right.
Yes.
I'm looking at it.
Yes, sir. Revolution. Go ahead, please, sir.
Oh, I did have it in there.
Yes, sir. You did.
I had.
Mm-hmm.
Avoid using this word. That's what I say. Page 341, here in the Compensatory Counter-Racist Word Guide. Avoid using the word revolution. Instead, practice using the words compensation and or compensatory, which means what? Making up for what is missing that is also needed and should be provided. That's what compensatory means. Making up for what is missing. When you compensate, that's what you're doing. When you draw unemployment compensation, you're doing what? You're making up for what is missing. Like a job where you can make some more money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you get unemployment compensation if you're lucky. Okay? Sometimes. Making up for what is missing that is also needed and should be provided. And that's, you know, just throw the word revolution out and just use the word, well, I'd like compensation. Yeah, that seems to be the recommendation that I'm making here.
Yes.
Instead, practice using the words compensation and are compensatory. See, when you say revolution, you know, different people might have a different idea about what that might mean.
Mm-hmm.
Might have the idea of immediately, AK-47, okay? But all you're really doing here is just simply saying, and I guess you would get a better effect, maybe, I hope, just saying compensation, you know, making up for what's missing. What is missing? Justice is missing. Well, what is justice? Justice is guaranteeing that no person is mistreated and guaranteeing that the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help. Most constructive help in what? In everything. In all the areas of activity. Economics, education, entertainment. Got to be constructive in all your entertainment. Labor, law, be constructive in everything that's legal. Politics, religion. Be constructive in all of your religious practices. Sex, be constructive in everything that you do sexually. Constructive, constructive now. You're getting ready to be involved in something that's sexual. Is it going to have a constructive result? And if so, point it out. How is it going to be constructive? All right? War. The ninth area of activity. You're going to be involved in a war. Somebody might get hurt. Somebody might get killed or dislocated. Okay. Is that going to be constructive? Is it going to be worth it, what you're doing? You're going to, you know, war. What kind of war? It's all kinds of trade wars and whatnot.
Yes, sir.
But if you're going to be bloodshed, is it going to have a constructive result? Think about that before you start drawing the blood.
Okay.
Okay. And so, getting back to it, also it says there on page 341, during the existence of white supremacy and according to compensatory counter-racist logic, it is best and correct for all of the people of the known universe to produce a so-called revolution by first speaking and acting to replace the system of white supremacy with the system of justice. Yeah, I said it again.
Yes.
Just use the term replace, not revolution, not revoke, just replace, you know. And you can do this by the things that you do each and every day, like be serious about serious things. And in what way? To make sure that everything that you do has a constructive result. Everything that you say to somebody right there in the warehouse or in the office building, everything that you say produces a constructive result.
Yes, sir. Mr. Fuller, could you complete that before we go on to the next call?
The result of this combination of thought, speech, and action should logically be a condition of peace.
Yes, sir.
That's what your ultimate goal is anyway. It's, with justice and correctness, you should get a thing that the world has never seen in recorded history, and that is peace.
Mm-hmm.
For that matter, the world has never seen justice either, a condition in which nobody is mistreated.
Yes. This is important in that that word was in the word guide. And
yes.
I know you couldn't put everything in there, but this is why we should have, if I will, the word guide to look up what you have in there in regards to the compensatory code system concept.
Right.
Okay.
You can get it by going to producejustice.com.
Yes, sir. Okay. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7 no-charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news and lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, here's one that I'm going to share with you. It's called Talking Sports Plus with Mr. Bobby. Now, this show deals with sports topics, but it also deals with topics that are not sports. That's why the plus is on the end of it. If you're a musician or an artist or you have a trade skill, anything like that, it will be brought out on the show in the segment called Tell Me Something Good. Now, this show, Talking Sports Plus, is exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com, but there are other programs that are on. the listing on our webpage. And that's all you have to do is go to the talktainmentradio.com homepage for a listing of all the current shows that we have on there and give it a listen and see if you like it. All that from talktainmentradio.com. That is radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. And our topic today is open forum, which means that you can ask Mr. Fuller any question and he will address it in a compensatory way. We have on the phone line right now, to get in contact with the show, 1-877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me at the number 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. Let's go to the phone lines. Caller, you're on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead with your question.
Yes, is this for line one?
Go ahead with your question.
Yes, sir. Mr. Fuller, under the People Activity of War, I have been thinking about doing some firearm training and just like to ask Mr. Fuller on whether or not that's something that's constructive, and also additional as far as the question, more than likely, if I have to use that firearm training, more than likely, who would I use that, have to use that on, a white person or a non-white person? Thank you.
You use any tool, any knowledge that you have to help to do the most constructive thing, whether it's a pencil or a gun. And you should learn how to use as many tools as there are tools in the universe. A screwdriver, a saw, a hammer. But tools are just tools, a knife. You can use a knife to slice a piece of string. That's an efficient way of doing it. Or you can use a knife to kill somebody. So it comes down to what is going to be the constructive result. That's what you want to know about everything. But learn everything. Never turn down learning about everything. But don't learn it the hard way, you might say. Learn it the best possible way. Be constructive in the way you go about learning how to do things. And whatever you learn, use it to produce. And this is the focus of everything that we're talking about on all of these programs under the compensatory concept. Everything that you do is supposed to do what? Produce a constructive result. Every word that you use. And if you go on a firearms range, I've been on many firearms ranges. I know how to use many different types of firearms. I have carried firearms a great part of my existence on this planet, okay, legally, yes, okay, what they call legally, all right. Now, what they intended, what the people that gave me the firearms and the permission to use them, what their intentions were, that's another story. But what my intentions were, to always produce a constructive result if I ever use that firearm for any reason, under any circumstance. That was my, that was my thinking while possessing that firearm or while learning how to use a firearm. I am going to do my best, if I use this firearm, if I ever do it, that it's going to produce a constructive result in my own mind. Otherwise, I'm going to hesitate to use it or not use it at all if I think there's a danger of not producing a constructive result. And that, I hope, is the answer to the question.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that you do, learn everything. That's number one. Don't turn down learning. Anybody going to show you how to do anything? Even, drive a semi-trailer? And you might say, well, I'm never going to get a semi-trailer job. I mean, I'm not interested in doing that. I mean, that's not my thing. You know, I got a cousin that does that. I don't want to be a long-haul trailer truck driver. I mean, that's not my thing. That, you know, even if it's not your thing, if somebody offers to show you how to do it and you have time to learn, don't turn it down. That's part of the compensatory process.
Mm-hmm.
Learn everything that somebody is willing to teach you. Learn everything about cocaine if somebody's willing to teach you. Just don't use it.
Yes.
All right? But learn everything that you can learn about it. If somebody's going to have a classroom on what cocaine looks like and how it's handled and how it's processed and from beginning to end and what it comes from and where they grow it. Always sit and listen if you've got time.
Yes, sir.
All right? And I hope that answers the question.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to watch Fuller. A caller said earlier in the program something very important. Fuller random sometimes. And you better believe I do. And that's why I want Mr. Bobby and everybody else to say, Fuller, I got to say, hey, you're rambling. All right? You're not answering the person's questions. I mean, you know, this is business. And when people take the time to call in, want their questions answered according to the code, I'm supposed to give them. I want to reiterate that. Don't back off. Say, you're not answering my question, sir, or Fuller, or dummy, or whatever you want to call me. I mean, you're a dummy. You know, you can call me names if you want to, but you're not supposed to according to the code.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do, I don't take offense to it. I've been called every kind of name that there is, I think, and probably some ones that I ain't even heard of before. But that's okay, too. All right?
Okay. All righty. This comes from Kathy, and I'm not going to give her phone number out, but she did leave her phone number for you, Mr. Fuller, so she could call you. Anyway, this is her question. She said, hello, Mr. Bobby. Can you ask Mr. Fuller why did he not include agriculture and food and water, especially since food, fruits, vegetables are GMO, now genetically modified. Chemicals in food and poisonous waters used and weaponized against us, perms and dyes now linked to breast cancer in black women up to 45% over white women's products. Also, example, Cancer Alley, selling land to us that's tainted or neighborhoods placed by refineries, etc. So the only thing I could logically conclude is it is in labor. But labor isn't weaponized like newly developed agricultural products, and she gave a name that I'm not going to give, or chemtrails in the air, chemical attacks through GMO foods and chemicals made by a couple other companies that I'm not going to say, but they're used in Africa. Now lakes are poisoned. So, Mr. Fuller, where do these type of attacks, which did not exist when you wrote your book? And one more thing, where does technology fit in reducing all labor, creating artificial intelligent robots for labor? We will be a non-labor force per self-driving freight trucks being used in Arizona on I-10 and New Mexico. Over 300,000, Mr. Fuller, truck drivers to be out of work. We will be a non-labor force. And she gets down to it. War and labor combined or need a new category now called tech. Seems that the nine areas need to be broadened to include technology, non-labor, and chemicals, Mr. Fuller.
In answer to the question, because, you know, the textbook for victims of white supremacy is just there's no such thing as a complete textbook. People have asked me, Fuller, where's the whole code? And I say, there's no such thing as a whole code until all of the problems of the universe have been solved. We got problems all over the world, minute by minute. New versions of old problems come up, and then new problems come up that we've never been introduced to. So Neely Fuller, I don't think anybody, any one person can write, or any staff of people can, you know, that's what we have libraries for, to go there and try to learn a few things, because even the best equipped library cannot cover all of the problems that come up minute by minute, day by day, all of the nuances of old problems and brand new problems that people have never been confronted from. So the question is valid. All questions are valid. But the best that I could do, since it's just a compensatory code that's limited, naturally, I said the 9 areas of activity suffice. And the way that I address what was mentioned here on this program in that question that was just asked, I go to page 60 under economics, the first area of activity. Now, what is economics? It refers to the use of time and energy. Everybody has time, and everybody has energy. And number 4 of the 4 things that I have listed here, number 3 of the 4 things that I have listed here on page 60, in just one sentence, covers a lot, but you'd have to go into fine detail by referring to other books and other situations. I mean, the lady mentioned something about the food and how it's being poisoned and water, yes, and all like that. I mean, you have volumes of books that address this, and that's a part of it. See, this book that I have, I can't get everything that all these other books have because it's too much detail.
Yes.
And it would take up the entire book. All right, so I couldn't do that. So I simply say on page 60, under the use of time and energy, which is under economics, the first area of activity, number 3, eating and sleeping correctly and only as necessary. Just one sentence. Now, that one sentence is a guide to lead you to find out, well, if you're going to eat correctly and only as necessary, okay, only as necessary has to do with time. So, you know, you just might eat one meal a day, as Elijah Muhammad has recommended. Get away from that 3 meals a day. He said that's not necessary. Just eat one meal a day, one correct meal a day. And then you get into details of what to eat. Now, I could have attempted to put down all the foods to eat, but then I thought about that while I was writing. I said, should I list a lot of foods that should be eaten in the textbook for victims of white supremacy and the foods to avoid? And I decided not to.
Yes, sir.
Why? Logically speaking. Because the white supremacists would look at Neely Fuller's book, which they do, and they would say, oh, he listed broccoli. Oh, so black people are going to be eating broccoli now. Okay, since I provide the broccoli, I will see to it that they get plenty of broccoli, but it will be the broccoli that I have made and I have put poison in, and I'll have them all drugged out and whatnot, because I'll have it all loaded up with different types of opiates and all like that, and they won't know what's in it, like they don't know what's in it now.
Yes, sir.
Anything. So that's why I didn't specify any food. I just said eat and sleep correctly and only as necessary.
Okay.
Now we have to figure out the rest on a day-to-day basis.
Okay. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. A tremendous Gmail coming up next. Also, your phone calls. All that and more on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised at how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. So call me, Marvin Smith, at American Family Insurance at 614-986-3105. You can also visit my website at marvinsmithinsurance.com. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
Stand by for an important announcement for renters and investors.
You have probably heard about this bad economy and high foreclosure rate. I'm here to bring you hope. Every foreclosed property is a blessing or a deal for a new buyer or investor. These properties are selling every day all over Central Ohio for several reasons. They are equity rich, worth tens of thousands of dollars above their price. There is down payment money available and remodeling funds if needed. Don't let the doom and gloom news keep you from your dream of home ownership. Call Linco Realty today at 865-9614. That's 865-9614. Call now. Always remember, these times, like all times, are good times if we but know what to do with them. They also have programs for investors who want to get off the couch and run with the big dogs. Call Linco today at 865-9614 or log on to repohomeslist.com.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise Planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals, or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of a Cutter Brother Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Sex Code War by Kahari and Aharo. The author of the Essence Magazine bestseller, Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on talktainmentradio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. Our topic today is, is open forum. Pardon me. We have Mr. Fuller answering your questions. To get in contact with the show, 1-877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. I have three important articles that I'd like to get done. A phone call, which we're going to take, and then a letter, Mr. Fuller, from the U.S. Army, a disabled veteran, so I would like to get that in, and of course your book. Let's start with the phone call first. Okay, caller, you're on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead with your phone call.
Good morning, Mr. Bobby, Mr. Fuller. Mr. Fuller, I wanted to ask you, for the first time in my life, I've been hearing stuff about a draft, and so my question is according to the code, or if I could get a suggestion from you, if a person is not interested in fighting, or maybe they don't believe in the same things as what the government is pushing for, what's the proper procedure to not fight and go to war? Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Mr. Fuller?
I hope I understand the question. If a person is not interested in doing what?
I believe he said something about a draft, and that he is not. I believe he said he's not interested in fighting for this country. I'm assuming a war situation. And he was asking, what is the procedure to do if you want to participate in that, if I understood him correctly?
Well, if he wanted to avoid doing that, he'd have to find out what the laws are that relate to that procedure. Some people have said that they're not going to be drafted, they're not going to fight someone, and they did it on the basis of religion. That's the basis that I know of, where a person can probably avoid doing that. I think that one person that many people may be familiar with is Muhammad Ali. I don't know the details of, I think the record shows he did not go and participate in the war that was going on, what they call the war, the conflict, Vietnam, I think it was. And I understand that he refused to be inducted into the military to do that, and that he didn't go to jail, and he didn't go and participate in the conflict, if I remember correctly. And now, how he went about doing that, I don't know. But if a person wanted to do that, they could probably study case law and find out how he did that.
Okay.
As an example.
Okay.
And that would be the best answer that I could give.
Alrighty.
Well, but I know that I was drafted, you might say, to go into the conflict. At a time when you didn't go, they told me that if I didn't go, I would be violating the law and therefore put in greater confinement. And I took the easy way out at that time of going to Korea. They put me right on the front lines. I wasn't in Korea over 3 days, I think, before I was right on the front lines and stayed there for 9 months, almost 10 months altogether, right on the front lines. Now, I didn't fire a shot the whole time I was there. There was plenty of shots fired all around me. I mean, tons of them, okay? But I didn't fire one.
Oh.
And so somehow I feel a sort of a comfort in having being put in a position where I didn't have to do that. They put me on the telephone.
Yes, sir.
All right. And so you might say I participated, but then if you're in the system of white supremacy, you're always supporting white supremacy if you're in the prison. I was born in that prison. But so far, I have not knowingly, well, I haven't directly killed anybody, but I've been in situations where I carried many a gun, many a firearm. In fact, most of my existence, because I've been a security guard and I've been in law enforcement, but I never shot anybody,
okay,
to my knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
When I say to my knowledge, somebody had to be standing behind the targets that I was firing, and I don't think that ever happened. I fired at a lot of targets that were on firing ranges.
Yes, sir.
But in answer to the question, I think for religious reasons, if you feel that, or you think, get away from the word feel, if you think that it's best for you not to participate in being sent to shoot at someone or have someone shoot at you or being put in that position, you can probably do it on religious grounds.
All righty. Okay, let's go to the Gmails. This is from Alpha. He says this, Mr. Fuller, recently the president of the United States, and I'm not sure what that is anymore, was impeached. I noticed that a lot of black people were celebrating. I find this behavior very confusing because I don't understand what are black people to celebrate. Some black people are even getting off code by showing off. I know that is one of the four stops, and I don't understand why they are showing off because the president of the United States was impeached. My question, Mr. Fuller, is this. Under compensatory logic in the seventh area of activity, politics, what is a codified response to the impeachment of the president of the United States? This impeachment, Mr. Fuller, is causing confusion among black people, and we know that the usual suspects thrive on confusion. Thank you for taking the time to answer my question, and I will be donating to the second hour. Thank you again.
So the question is,
what is the compensatory?
What do black people do about the impeachment process?
He says, under compensatory logic, in the seventh area of people activity, politics, what is a codified response to the impeachment of the president of the United States?
Well, the codified response is, I follow the codified response to the impeachment of the president of the United States just by observing the impeachment. That's my codified response. I'm not impeaching him. I didn't have anything to do with it. Nobody's asked me anything. Nobody asked me for permission to do it. Nobody asked me, should he do it? Should he be impeached? No one has done that. no one has approached me at all. So evidently, I don't have anything to do with it. So that's where I leave it. I just observe what's going on, what other people are doing, whomever those people may be, who are doing whatever they're doing. And as far as having an opinion, nobody's even asked me my opinion on it. And my opinion is they're doing what they're doing, if they ask me. Somebody is doing something called impeachment. And, you know, what am I supposed to do? That's my question. So far, nobody's told me. I'm in a prison camp called the System of White Supremacy. The white supremacists, when they want me to do something, I usually hear from them immediately. They haven't contacted me to tell me what to do about the impeachment process at all. So I'm just an observer, like most prisoners of war. Spend their time doing what? Observing.
Okay. All righty, let's do this. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. Our topic today is open forum. You can call in by calling 1-877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby. Mr. Bobby at B-O-B-B, Mr. Bobby, 7 Mr. Bobby at gmail.com. Ooh, wow. And I will try to get that on. Yeah, 7 Mr. Bobby at gmail.com. But it is at this time that we have reserved for Mr. Fuller to speak exclusively about his book. Mr. Fuller, go ahead, please.
If you want the book of which I've been reading from, of some portion of what I've been saying, and it, I think the book covers quite a bit, not near as much as it should cover, because then I would have to have a book that would extend all the way around the world if I was going to codify every detail. But it is a guide, and I tried to crowd it all into one volume, but it turned out to be two volumes. But I recommend that people get the basic volume, which is the revised expanded edition of an original volume that came out in 1984. Some people get all three volumes, the Word Guide and the Basic Revised Edition and the Basic Edition that came out in 1984. The revised and expanded edition came out in 2016. And so that's the latest edition. And I don't intend to have any more editions of it. In fact, my slogan was, and I wasn't able to adhere to it in the strict sense, it is one book, even though it's two volumes. But I say one problem, one book. The race problem is one problem. So I said anybody who sits down to write anything on the race problem should try to put everything that they can into one volume, everything that they think about that should be in that volume. Try to crowd it in there some kind of way. That's what I tried to do. But it is a huge problem. So I just call it more or less a concept and a guide, because I don't really know, and it hasn't been proven, that my book will solve the race problem. But that's in what I wrote it for. I say any book on race should be written with it in mind that I am writing to solve the race problem. Once and for all, get this out of the way and done with, so it doesn't. This will never have to be confronted again. But you can get the book in either the one volume or the two, including the Word Guide, by going to producejustice.com, producejustice.com. And just because of some requests that some people have made, I also have the 1984 edition, the original volume there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Some people wanted that.
Okay.
I say it's not necessary because it's covered in the updated edition, but some people want all three for some reason.
Yes, sir.
And they have their reasons. They're all there. Go to producejustice.com.
Okay.
That's what we're trying to produce.
Before we move on, one question concerning that. Is the book available overseas? I know the brother from Spain is up on that. I have a brother from South Africa. There seems to be some type of movement going on. Do you know or have any update on that?
I don't have any update, I'm always getting bits and pieces of information because I have other people handling stuff for me, and it's getting to be more and more and more of that, and things are getting more out of my hands. That's why I have my copyright. I rushed to get that done because otherwise a lot of my material is all over the place now. And the way it's being handled and what the overseas shipments are, I'm not filled in on all of that.
Okay.
I'm getting to the place I can't keep up with things now, and a lot of things on the kind of various reasons are in the hands of other people. I want to emphasize that. A lot of things that are going on now are being in the hands of other people, and I have nothing to do with the decision-making process on that. Because that's just the way it is.
Yes.
I was expecting this would happen at some point on the kind of financial considerations and et cetera. But that's one of the difficulties in the overseas shipment. And I get conflicting information, too, about the overseas shipment. I've been trying to get a handle on that. I have been told that the shipments to the U.K., the United Kingdom, meaning England, are pretty solid.
Okay.
But in other places, there are lots of question marks all over the place.
Okay. All righty. All right, thank you. Okay. 1-877-932-9766 is the number, or the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, @gmail.com. is the way to get in contact with the show. This is from the Gmails. Mr. Fuller, this is from JR. He says, greetings, Mr. Fuller. What do you suggest for victims of racism, white supremacy to say or do in response to war and rumors of war or the assassination of leaders by the USA?
Well, what I say about war is that the only real war is the war between those who believe in white supremacy and those who don't. And all other so-called wars are just conflicts within that context. And they are just battles. Battles are part of a war. So there's all kind of battles going on all over the world. But the white supremacists are the masters of all of these battles, including all the tribal conflicts, of which there are many, even among black people. Lots of tribal conflicts. But the backbone of all of these conflicts, the decision makers of how these conflicts are going to be resolved, are made, according to the evidence, by, directly and indirectly, by people who believe in white supremacy and who back up what they believe in. They're the most powerful people on the planet. So it's just one war. And that's just, in my opinion, that's the war between those who believe in white supremacy and those who don't. And so far, the people who don't believe in white supremacy have been losing the war here in 2020 in January. We haven't, and we have won very few battles, and the battles have been nullified by the overall power of the war itself, which means the white supremacists are still in business and still not damaged in any manner that can be labeled as appreciable.
Okay. All righty. And finally, this question here, Mr. Fuller. This comes from Chris. He says this. Good morning, Mr. Fuller, and thank you for your efforts toward practicing justice and becoming codified. My question is about the fourth area of activity, labor, In the movie Wild River, set in the 1930s, Mr. Glover, a government worker from the Tennessee Valley Authority, was negotiating with the so-called responsible white people of the town to hire black people to do work on a dam. Mr. Glover wanted to pay everyone, whites and blacks, the same, but the responsibles suggested that equal pay would ruin the economy. Mr. Fuller, how can we make sure that when we are practicing justice, we are not hurting the economy at the same time? It seems that the white supremacists don't see justice as profitable as they are so used to lying, cheating, and stealing to get what they want.
Well, you have to get rid of the system of white supremacy in order to get justice. As long as you have a system of white supremacy, it's impossible to have justice and white supremacy on the same planet at the same time. It can't be done. It can't be done. It's either or. There's no in between nowhere. You're going to have non-justice as long as you have the system of white supremacy in place. It's the most powerful government and the most efficient government that the world in recorded history have ever experienced. Now, that statement that I made is either true or false. There's no system more efficient and more powerful in recorded history. No religion in recorded history stronger than the system, the religion of white supremacy. White supremacy is a religion. All of the religions combined are no match and have proven to be no match for the system of white supremacy, the religion of white supremacy. So you can't have justice and white supremacy on the same planet or in the same universe at the same time. It's absolutely impossible. You have to get rid of the system of white supremacy. Then you can have the system of justice.
Wow. If you don't get rid of it, then all these problems that are going on...
They're going to continue. We are in one form or another. Because the white supremacy system is designed to make problems for non-white people. So the problems just go on and on and on, generation after generation, day after day. It's no way. It's no way to have white supremacy and justice on the same planet or in the same universe at the same time. It's impossible. It can't be done. It can't be done. There's no way to tweak it. There's no way to say, well, you know, if we do a little bit of this and a little bit of that, then, you know, we can make it work and still have white supremacy. No, it won't work at all. It won't work. Anything that you set out to do is going to be contaminated by the system of white supremacy, if it's anything of constructive value to people of color, regardless of how it looks on the surface. And the movie Wild River, by the way, is on the movie list that I recommend. Mm-hmm. It is an excellent movie to study, where they were going to pay in the Tennessee Valley Authority back in the 1930s, I think, or 20s, the same amount of money to the black people that worked as they paid white people. And a lot of white people resented that. But here's what. Even in doing that, you would say, now, black people are being paid equally, but by other things not being equal, like where you're going to spend the money, all right? That's where they get you on the other end.
Yes, sir. Well, you hear the music, you know what that means. Thank you, Mr. Fuller. Thank you, callers. Thank you, Gmailers, for your excellent questions. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio the way it should be heard. Thanks for listening. Thank you for the privilege of your time. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. Heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why. One should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.